Good morning. It's Tuesday, December 2nd, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. The White House has confirmed that a top U.S. Navy commander ordered a second strike on an alleged Venezuelan drug smuggling boat earlier this year. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said Admiral Frank Bradley acted within his authority and the law. The move came after two people reportedly survived the first blast and clung to the burning vessel. Both Republican and Democratic lawmakers have raised concerns and launched oversight reviews seeking audio, video, and operational orders. The administration insists the operation targeted narco-terrorist groups under wartime authority. Congressional committees are now preparing interviews and investigations that could shape the legality of future maritime strikes. Another news, Costco has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. government seeking full refunds for import duties if the Supreme Court ultimately rules that President Trump lacked authority to impose tariffs without Congress. Two courts have already said the emergency powers were misused, and companies fear they won't recover billions paid since 2019. Costco argues that a separate legal action is necessary to guarantee reimbursement. The White House maintains the tariffs are lawful under emergency economic powers and warns a reversal would limit U.S. leverage abroad. The Supreme Court's decision, expected in the coming months, could reshape presidential trade authority for years. Another news. President Donald Trump has released David Gentile, the former CEO of GPB Capital, who had barely begun a seven-year sentence for defrauding more than 10,000 investors. Prosecutors called GPB's operations a foundation of lies, but the White House argues the Biden-era Justice Department mishandled the case and ignored investor disclosures. Gentile is the latest in a series of financial crime convicts granted clemency during Trump's second term. His co-defendant is set to report to prison in January. The decision has renewed debate over Trump's use of presidential mercy, especially in white-collar cases. Around the world, four people were killed and 40 injured after a Russian missile struck the city of Dnipro on Monday, Ukrainian officials said. The attack hit businesses, cars, and an office building as emergency services searched through debris. The strike came as President Zelensky traveled to Paris following meetings between his team and U.S. officials working to revive peace talks. Local authorities say several victims remain in serious condition. With diplomatic channels active but fragile, the assault underscores how unpredictable the conflict remains, even during renewed political outreach. Another news, Hong Kong's leader John Lee has ordered a judge-led independent committee to investigate last week's catastrophic fire that killed 151 people across seven residential towers. Authorities have arrested 13 people for manslaughter and 12 more in a corruption probe tied to renovation materials, including flammable mesh and insulation foam that helped the fire spread. Survivors say alarms malfunctioned and complaints about hazards went ignored. Human rights groups warn against using the disaster to stifle dissent after several activists were reportedly detained. The investigation now shifts to the most damaged towers, with dozens still missing and public pressure growing for accountability. Another news, Tajikistan says two Chinese workers were killed and two injured in an attack near the Afghan border on Sunday. Officials blame an armed terrorist group operating from Afghanistan just days after a drone strike from the Afghan side reportedly killed three other Chinese workers. Dushanbe has urged Kabul to act, while China has told its citizens to evacuate the area. Several Chinese companies operate in the mountainous border region, building roads and extracting resources. As attacks increase, Tajik authorities are strengthening security in an area long vulnerable to militant activity and regional instability. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.